and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Heathrow Airport in London is shut down after a fire at a nearby substation. CBS's Ian Lee reports.
Airlines have canceled around 500 flights to and from the U.S. Officials are now looking into the cause of the fire, and they hope they can get flights back off the ground as early as tomorrow.
Our Chris Van Cleve tells us a Southwest Airlines plane made a big mistake trying to take off from Florida.
This sounds like it amounts to a bit of a wrong turn. Southwest says one of its flight crews mistook a taxiway for a runway yesterday morning at Orlando's airport.
President Trump wants the Education Department gone. He signed an executive order calling for its dismantling, but says he will protect certain core functions.
Pell Grants, Title I funding, resources for children with disabilities and special needs will be preserved, fully preserved.
It still needs congressional approval. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Boys hockey coach Pat McDonald is retiring after 28 years as head coach of the Lincoln Red Raiders. During his time as coach, McDonald won 6 conference championships and appeared at state 8 times. Throughout his career, he's secured 458 wins. WRPS Superintendent Ron Rasmussen stated, quote, "Pat McDonald is a true legend in Wisconsin high school hockey and has made a lasting impact on Red Raider athletics as a baseball and golf coach as well," end quote. The Lincoln High School Athletic Department is grateful for Coach McDonald's dedication and countless hours helping student athletes flourish on and off the ice or field or court. Workers are striking in Oshkosh. Here's Lisa Hale.
Braving the cold and imminent rain, about 90 United Auto Workers Local 291 members in Oshkosh are on strike over an expired contract with Cummins, a global company specializing in designing and producing diesel fuel engines and generators. Ryan Compton, the UAW Local 291 president, said the workers' contract with the company expired on January 29th. And attempts to schedule negotiations have been less than fruitful.
We have filed an unfair labor practice against the company. Our agreement was up the 29th of January. We're at a disagreement about a couple proposals. We're just, man, we want to get them to the table and take this seriously.
The company has offered April 22nd as its next date for contract negotiations or a virtual meeting on April 1st.
An open house is planned for residents in the town of Rome. It will be at Up North Brewing Company on Thursday, April 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. You can attend to give your feedback on the creation of a vibrant town center. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James, here, joined by, of course, your CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together on a Friday.
Finally.
Oh, it's fun. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. Happy Friday. How are you?
Oh, doing better now. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We've got a nice, calm, decent weekend ahead until Sunday, at least.
Thank God.
Hey, that's half. That's only half a weekend.
I cannot speak for anybody else, but if there are any roving chiropractors out there, my shoulder, like right between my shoulder blades, is done. It's just jelly.
On
it's
the break, just, if you just lay on the floor, I'll walk on your back.
All right, we'll try that. I'll try anything right now. Just a break from shuffling would be nice. Just a couple hours, even. I'm just beat. I'm just tired. We are going to get a bit of a break from that, aren't we, Brittany?
Yes, we are. And our muscles need it, like you said. We're starting to feel it. Today's the day, that's for sure. We are going to be mostly cloudy, unfortunately, through the day, but we do have a front moving in. And what's happening is it's warming us up with these breezy winds out of the south today to highs in the upper 40s. So feeling pretty comfortable, but the cold front hits us this evening. Right around 6 o'clock or so, we're going to see chances for a little bit of light drizzle, maybe a few flurries flying through, and the winds are going to shift and start to pull out of the north. That's going to drag us down tomorrow. It'll be highs in about the mid-30s, but it'll be beautiful, sunny, calm day, perfect out there. So go out there and enjoy it, because Sunday, actually Saturday night into Sunday, around midnight or so, we're looking at snow and sleet starting to move into the area. That'll continue into our Sunday morning, and it'll start to slip over to rain throughout Sunday afternoon, so we don't have to shovel anything, which is nice. But then it is going to slip back to some snow Sunday evening and into the overnight there. Now, we're not looking at crazy accumulations. A lot of this is going to stay north, even further into the Northwoods. So probably a trace to 2 inches would be max. I'm leaning more on the trace to an inch side of things, but it'll just be messy. I mean, slippery roads early Sunday morning, and then that will be the case again Monday morning as we're trying to get back to work and school and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm. So Mother Nature flexes her muscle and just sure, makes sure we know who's boss.
Yes, fair. Exactly. Well said, yep. Yes. Brittany, we appreciate you. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll get together on Monday and get everybody ready for the week.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
You too. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot, joining us all week long. Appreciate her.
I love it. She's like, okay, at 6 o'clock this is happening, and at midnight this is happening. And she's right. I mean, she's pretty dang accurate. She does a good job. But it is very funny. I mean, right? Like a true woman, yeah. Mother Nature's like, hey, absolutely. Here's the deal.
Just in case you weren't aware who is in charge here. Yeah, just letting us know.
Well, it is that time.
We haven't had this kind of fun with a meteorologist probably since Nikki Latola. I really do appreciate Brittany and the work she does. And she is just as good and accurate. So it's nice.
The other thing, though, I think we just have to remind people. Remember how mild March came in like a lamb? We talked about this. I think it was on that Friday, like February 28th. It was like, it's coming in pretty mild. We're going to have some mess at the end of the month.
We teased that the younger generation doesn't know what
the lamb and the lion.
The painstakingness of sitting through a commercial break, like when you're sitting there and waiting 3 minutes for what to happen to your favorite character and stuff and these things. I think that one of the other things that they're not going to be able to relate to much is winter. Just winter, just period. Like what we grew up with, like this is nothing.
No.
Really.
This snowfall would have been a fabulous first snowfall. Just have a solid base. But, you know, here we are, I don't know, March 21st. So, hey, let's go back to the kid thing.
Mm.
You know, the whole 3-minute commercial. What about when we had to wait a whole week till the next episode?
Yeah, yeah. No, they don't get it. They don't get how sitting there waiting, wondering what was going to happen.
Yeah. How deprived we were.
Who shot JR?
That was a whole season. That wasn't even a week.
That was a cliffhanger. I don't even know if they really knew.
You didn't even watch that.
No, I did. I didn't know what was going on. I was too young. I didn't understand.
Like half of it,
why,
right?
Why'd they kill Patrick Duffy? Why'd they? It's a spoiler alert. I'm so sorry. Spoiler alert, everybody. I'm so sorry.
That was uncalled for.
I love the idea of there one person out there like, oh, I was just rewatching Dallas. Oh,
I was just trying to get my VHS running. Actually, it was probably a beta.
It was a beta.
Probably wasn't definitely even VHS.
Terry, I was checking out this morning the United Way's wonderful website and the nice work that has been done on that. I've always enjoyed your website, but I think that there's been a nice overhaul on it. Things are looking good over there.
Yeah, let me tell you, we have a superstar marketing communication staff member who, you know, she's honestly only been with us for like 5 weeks, but she just is on it, and it's been fabulous. So it is fun to capture all of the new branding, and you know, this is something that rolled out to us as a network back in October. But here's a couple things that we have going on. One, our calendar raffle drawings start next Tuesday, so it is for the month of April. So if you want in, you have, you know, our office hours are 8:30 to 4 Monday through Friday, so you could, you know, stop by to buy tickets anytime next week, or of course today. But those are $10 for one, or you get three for 20. And there's like $4,200 worth of, I mean, there's a lot of prizes. So I do really encourage people to do that. If your name is drawn, it goes back in and gets drawn again. And
you're
going
to do that, huh?
Okay. One time we actually had the same ticket was drawn a second time.
Oh, wow.
You know, and we have like, I mean, we've had where the same person has won, but it wasn't necessarily the same ticket number. Yeah. And we have one of those drums that we spin. It's not like, but I thought, oh my gosh, it actually does happen. So
that's cool.
It's kind of cool. So those drawings will start April 1st. Again, tickets, $10 each, three for 10. We also have Community Shred Day coming up. That is on April 17th. This is an event that is hosted and sponsored by Prevail Bank. So, you know, really their event, but we are the benefactor of that. And we also have a second sponsor, which is Bank Account. So this is where you can bring, and I just think it's important because this gives you a couple weeks to get your stuff gathered up, right?
Yeah.
But any sensitive documents that you might have. And please, you know, bring us the sensitive documents. Don't bring us newspaper ads because those really don't need to be shredded.
Yeah.
But you get two boxes for free, and if you have more boxes than that, you can make a donation to United Way, which, you know, of course, we appreciate. But this is a great way to get those things out of your house that really don't need to be there. So you've got about 3 weeks to gather those things up. So just thought I would throw that out there. And, of course, if you haven't filed your taxes yet, you can do that for free on our website. Mm-hmm. If your household income or individual income was less than $84,000 in 2024, you can file your taxes completely free on our website. Go to uwswac.org, click on My Free Taxes, and it will walk you through. You know, I helped both of my daughters do it just like 2 nights ago, and it was super simple. I know you've used it, super user-friendly. So I encourage you to do that if you've been, you know, just kind of waiting or haven't gotten around to it. It's a great, great thing to get taken care of and checked off the list over the weekend.
We will get to more of that in a moment real quick. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, good morning. Weather gets better as time goes by. Yeah, my mother was born in 1917 in Stevens Point. She told the stories where he had to go out the second story window to get out of the house with all the snow. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I...
They had walls, you know, of snow when they had... Yeah.
You know, I love winter. I honestly would like to have that happen sometime.
Oh.
I know people don't like that idea, but I think it would be really kind of cool to actually be snowed in.
At my Nana Papa's house in Rome, they were right on in the cove, and their deck outside, when it got really bad out, the snow was up to the top of the deck. I remember because my little sister and I could just jump right off the deck right into the snow, like right from the top of the deck. Like, it used to get that high. I don't know if that even happens anymore.
Yeah.
It gets that kind of higher, what our caller's talking
about.
It
is kind of strange.
It is. It gets weird, and I think it's a strong point. Appreciate you, sir. Have a good morning. I wanted to touch on one more thing with the My Free Taxes, Terry.
Yeah.
Not only is it so easy, even I can use it. So keep that in
mind,
everybody.
I did not say that.
No, you didn't have to. but it is such a in this day and age, I understand how people need every penny they can get and so many of these other things. And the My Free Taxes app, it really does do this. It really does cover all bases, really make sure to get you your best refund while also not charging you for it and being that extra cost. I would encourage everybody to, before you even jump on there, get a screenshot of your tax information and everything so you can, if you're using your phone, that is. You might need it even with your laptop, but either way, just getting that picture, getting it ready to go so you can just do it very quickly. When it does time out, it saves your place. So I think that part is really unique too, so you don't have to start all over. And I've been using the program, I want to say 6 years now. And it's just, so far I'm a free man, so apparently it's doing well. No, I'm joking.
You know, the one thing too about that, like you said, using it for multiple years, because you do create a login,
yes.
And it does keep your, you know, it retains some of your information, which is nice. I mean, it's not information that you need to be worried about being retained, but it does create that history so that you can go in and like, oh, do you still have a W-2 from, give Sparks a little reminder too. Do you still have a W-2 from this organization?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And it is mobile friendly. So that is a benefit if you don't have a laptop or desktop device. And really, in case you're scared, it literally, if you have a W-2 or a 1099 or something like that, it literally says box one, box two, box three, and you just type in what you see in front of you, and it is that simple. And there's a cross check, right? Like, it'll say, okay, is this, and then you get to the end and it still says, you know, submit or save, because you could just save it and come back if you want to double check your work the next day or something like that. But like I said, I just showed both of my kids how to use it earlier this week, and it's a great benefit. And it and the reason for us having this is, of course, ease, but it's exactly what you said. If we can keep those dollars in someone's budget available for what they're actually earmarked for, you know, versus saying, oh, I need to now spend $100 or $125 or whatever to go get my taxes done. If, like I said, if that household income was less than $84,000, you can do them yourself for free.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Find out about that and other great services at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well and share their posts on your page. You never know who might see it otherwise. We'll wrap up talking a little more United Way, remind you about Shred Day and so many of the other things coming up. For now, we're going to take a time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. After our sports and news and partner break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. In fact, I've got two options. I'm going to let Terry choose which one we do.
Oh, boy.
And we'll do the next one next week. So, you know, it's not a big deal, but we'll get them both in. But we'll do that, and we'll have plenty of fun. We're talking spring cleaning and much, much more coming up here on The Morning Show.
Tired of the same old fish fry on Friday nights? Try El Cafe for the best fish fry in Wood County. Served every Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's fish fry with a little Mexican flair. If fish isn't your thing, you can try their authentic breakfast and lunch menus with daily specials available. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Listen during the 8 o'clock hour for your chance to win and try El Cafe on us.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WFHR.
The gold ball is back home. Congratulations to our Assumption Lady Royals winning the Division 5 State Basketball Championship. A thank you to all the parents, administrators, fans, to the coaches, players, our board ops, announcers, and our amazing sponsors. Congratulations to the Assumption Lady Royals.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Welcome back, everybody, to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We celebrate you and our fantastic friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there today. Not only do they got a great set of specials lined up for you to help you with your Friday, but they got a great fish fry going that is only getting more and more popular and more famous over there. Go check it out. One of Wisconsin Rapids' top 10 fish fries. Go ahead and check that out.
Sounds good.
221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local, support support us and support us. And if you were stopping by there, if you could pick me up a slice of that espresso pie, I have got to try that. That sounds amazing to me. Oh, it sounds good. Get on over there. Let me live vicariously through all of you. Head on over to El Cafe today, everybody. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you. Info@WFHR.com. You can email us that way. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. And of course, you can call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. You know, you're just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. And as a reminder, and again, this is just between all of us, everybody, okay? We don't want to go spreading the word too much about this. We got a text to win contest coming up next week.
Oh.
And you are definitely going to want to have that app handy because we got some really cool prizes in there. Got some Brewer stuff, got some other fun things with Chula Vista.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Really nice package coming up. So you're going to want to have that app handy.
I'm going to resign from my volunteer position so I can win.
I'm still trying to get fired. Like I just so I can win this contest next
week. All
right,
you're out.
Well, that was a lot easier than I thought.
I mean, so there you go. Now you get your Brewer t-shirt. Then you can reapply for your job.
We encourage you to be listening. It's going to be a lot of fun next week, everybody. And again, thank you to everybody who got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Fantastic list for today, Saturday, and Sunday. Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
3.
All righty. Gives us that one. And a 1 or a 2?
1.
All right. And one more 1 through 3.
3.
Okay, there we go. Get our qualifiers in. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to old friend of ours around here, Mr. Chris Woolridge.
Happy birthday, Chris. And let's emphasize the old. Do you know he flips to a new, you know, he flips to a new decade today.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was wondering. Yeah. Yeah, Chris for a long time, entertaining and producing and covering work, covering the area here in central Wisconsin and working here at WFHR for many years. Appreciate it, Chris. Getting to know Chris. And I have to say, I think our morning show is very good. I think we do a great job. I loved their morning show back in the day with Chris and Carl
and
Terry.
It was just different. Different than this. Like, I don't know that you can really compare. I think both were great. But I will tell you, I used to have a lot of fun. Like, if one of those guys was gone, you know, to jump in. And it just was. But, you know, that was back in the day when you had somebody doing the news and somebody doing the sports and somebody, but all live in the same room. And it just, the banter was fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
Good times.
Happiest of birthdays, Chris.
And a very happy birthday to another Chris, another friend of ours around here, too, Christopher Gesch.
Happy birthday, Christopher.
Got to meet him at a play back in the day and have been friends ever since. One of the more talented human beings I've ever met and puts a lot into this community. He's a good guy.
You should hear him play piano. It's absolutely beautiful.
Heard a little bit of it. I think we had a piano on the set of Musical Comedy Murders, and I could swear he was just playing around.
So
talented.
We
had one in back and he did. Yeah. And he just like walks up to it and just like, whoa. Yeah. He's very talented. Enjoy your day, Christopher. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier for today, Lori Fluette.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Lori, enjoy your day. I think I'm saying that last name right there, Terry. Fluette.
Yeah.
Lori, we getting the first name
do
right.
Do I ever agree with you?
I think that might have been the first time. Yes. Somebody write that down. Lori, happy birthday. You're a qualifier today. Enjoy your day.
But if he's saying it wrong, give us a call.
Yes, please do. Please feel free to. Please. We wish tomorrow a happy birthday to David Farnborough.
Happy birthday, David.
Another actor in our community and on the board of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Of course, our listeners will know David from Reality Radio. He joins us once a month with that.
And new, you know, former news contributor, right? Know, a variety of different with the Daily Tribune and the City Times. And yeah, great guy.
Yeah, you see a lot of David's photography as well in town, especially on reviews and different things and articles. Doing a lot of good work. And I appreciate you, David. And we'll see you next month for Realty Radio. Have a great birthday, man. And a happy birthday to our qualifier on Saturday, Wayne Johnson.
Happy birthday, Wayne.
Enjoy the day, Wayne. Hope it's a good one for you.
One of my favorites.
Yeah?
He used to serve on the United Way board. Mm. He was actually on the committee that hired me.
Very cool. Very cool. On Sunday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Peg Drawlinger.
Happy birthday, Peg.
Enjoy the day, Peg. Hope it's a good one for you. And a very happy birthday, a very special happy birthday to Barb Hittner, Mike's wife, Stephen and Katrina's mom.
Happy birthday.
One of the more fun and cool, interesting people I have met in my lifetime.
I hope they treat you for your birthday.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, they will. They will.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. Enjoy your day, Barb. Hope it's a great one for you. She's awesome. She's wonderful. And we wish a very happy 29th anniversary to our qualifiers on Sunday, Ned and Cammie Kubischak.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Enjoy the day, Ned and Cammie. Enjoy your anniversary. Happy 29th. That's not young, but that's still kind of youngish in the anniversaries, 29. Like, that's great. But it's also, like, we've done some 50 and 60-year ones. So this, like,
but they're youngins.
Spot.
They're only, like, 2 years older than me.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
That's, yeah, you can still really enjoy. You're still, that's an awesome anniversary. Happy 29th to Ned and Cammie. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. You're our qualifiers on Sunday.
Awesome.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Adrian Peterson is 40 today, running back former running back, of course, from Minnesota Vikings and plenty of others. Great NFL running back, college and running back, pro running back. Let's see here. Matthew Broderick is 63 today. Fantastic actor. Has had a great career, too. And he's had a couple of where he's dipped away and then come back. He's been doing a lot of cameo work, too, that has been really good. I think the best work I've seen Matthew Broderick do, though, The Producers is great. There's a movie, Project X, he did shortly after Ferris Bueller. And it was about them using animals for testing and some of these things. So it was a much more serious topic. I don't remember the movie being the greatest, but I remember him and working with those monkeys. And I hadn't seen a lot of actors work with animals the way he did. Just a very good theater, TV, movie actor.
You know, you and I have talked about this and how sometimes a role gets stuck on somebody.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and whatever. I mean, certain people, but for me, he's one of those.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably just because of my age at the time and that I saw that movie, 14,000 times? We probably all did.
Yeah.
And so for me, he's just Ferris Bueller. Like, I don't see him in anything. Like, I don't see past it. And that's my own fault. But I don't know. To me, that's who he is.
When it comes to his work, for people, and you think you type an actor, it's more so, did you see him when you were young like that? And that's where it usually happens with that. So, you're not alone on that one, I think. Let's see. I just think one of the greatest performers I'll ever see. One of my favorite actors of all time. He's at number 6 on my list of my favorite actors of all time. He just cracks it. Just
specifically number 6.
Yeah, he really is. I've done this in my head too many times to know. Gary Oldman is 67 today. Why it's not Sir Gary Oldman, I have no idea.
Okay, you got to give me more than that because I don't know who that is by name.
2018 Oscar for Best Actor for his portrayals Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour, Sirius Black in the Harry Potter movies, Jim Gordon, Christopher Nolan's Batman movies, Dracula and Bram Stoker's Dracula. There is just no performance you can pull up. Go ahead and just throw Gary Oldman in there. Just a random roulette of whatever acting performance you want to find of his, young, old, TV, movies, theater, whatever it is, it'll be some of the finest acting you've ever seen in your life.
What?
He is one of the most dedicated. Also, just had a great interview with Stephen Colbert, where he did this TV show Slow Horses, and if you like espionage and TV shows like that with spies and everything, it's incredible. Speaking of which, his greatest performance may be Tinker Tailor Soldier. You want to see that movie for sure. Gary Oldman is sitting there with Stephen Colbert, and they're talking about, and his character in Dark Horses farts a couple times, but he's not really able to do that just on command.
On command.
So he's talking about in his career, he's worked Shakespeare, he's worked with some of the greatest directors of all time. He's worked with everybody. He's been on the greatest stages in this world, and he's sitting there at this age, after all these accomplishments, waiting for his cues for the farts. Like he's laughing, crying, talking about it with Stephen Colbert. It's so funny. It's hilarious.
That is awesome.
You need a palate cleanser, man. That's a hilarious moment.
Okay, so you're totally fangirling. So why isn't he in your top 5?
Because
why is he 6?
It goes for me, Sidney Poitier, Cary Grant, Robin Williams, Denzel Washington, Jodie Foster.
Okay.
That's my top 5.
All right,
that's my top 5. But Sidney Poitier is a whole different level of acting for me. Cary Grant, another level of acting. And then those others are just like we were talking about with Matthew Broderick, actors I grew up with and just love. Happy 67th to Mr. Gary Oldman. Timothy Dalton is 79. Former Bond, and of course many others. Remington Steele, I think he was in. Yeah, something like that. And then we take a look at Saturday birthdays. Let's go ahead and look through those. We got to make sure to shout out Wisconsin native J.J. Watt is 36 tomorrow.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Retired Texan and Cardinal, raised $37 million for Hurricane Harvey relief back in 2017. Hall of Famer. I'm pretty sure he's a Hall of Famer. It might not be a You know, actually, first ballot. He could be a first ballot, depending on who he's going in with, because he can get pretty heavy with some of the competition. But he's getting in. J.J. Watson. In fact, both him and T.J., I think, are getting in. Let's see. Constance Wu is 43. Crazy Rich Asians, fresh off the boat. Great TV actor. I love Reese Witherspoon. She is 49 tomorrow. Madeline in Big Little Lies. Ellie Woods in Legally Blonde. And, of course, an amazing June Carter Cash in Walk the Line. Mm-hmm. Her greatest performance.
I agree.
Won an Oscar for that one. And rightfully so. Yeah, I really like her work. She's very good.
I like her, too.
Keegan-Michael Key is 54 on Saturday. Part of Key and Peele. A great actor. Great actor. Second City's own, too. And Bob Costas is 73 tomorrow. One of the better announcers and sports minds we have. Andrew Lloyd Webber is 77 tomorrow. Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Phantom of the Opera, Cats. I mean, just the incredible body of work that Andrew Lloyd Webber has. Whether you like him or not, he's just one of those people where you got to kind of step back and say, all right, that guy's great at what he does.
The list just goes on and on and on. Yeah, it's awesome.
And William Shatner is 94 tomorrow.
No Everybody. Way.
He's a rocket man. Going so far. Happy birthday to Mr. Shatner. Happy 94th birthday to Mr. Shatner tomorrow.
I thought your shoulders were sore.
they hurt more now. Also, tomorrow would have been celebrating a birthday. Chico Marx, born in 1887. Marx brothers. I was a Groucho guy, but Chico was awesome. My papa loved Chico, so I can't say anything bad about Chico. He was awesome. Quick look at Sunday birthdays. Kerry Russell is 49 on Sunday. The Americans, Felicity, The Diplomat. She's had a really nice bounce back to her career after she cut her hair and just, you know, had such a hard time finding work and everything because of the silliness of that. But she's a good actor. It's nice to see what she's done. Former Milwaukee Bucks coach Jason Kidd is 52 today, currently coaching the Dallas Mavericks. Great NBA player. I loved him in college, too. Damon Albarn is 57, guitarist and singer and songwriter of Blur and the Gorillaz. On Sunday, Chaka Khan, 72. 72.
One hit wonder or not?
Oh.
Probably not.
I feel for you, ain't nobody.
Oh, yeah.
I'm every woman through the fire.
Oh, dang.
You know, I don't know if any of those are as big as I feel for you. Yeah. So I see where you're going with that.
But okay, a one album.
Yeah,
well, kind of.
It's interesting where you know other songs of hers, but you know her in the first as I said Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
That's what popped in your head. So
for
I think there's both that are fair there. And Rick Ocasek would have been celebrating a birthday, lead singer songwriter of the Cars, on Sunday. Everybody celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. We wish you the greatest of ones. Enjoy your day. Stick around. Not only do we got our news partner and sports break, but we're gonna have our Culver's Star of the Day coming up. We're gonna give somebody some free Culver's right on the around the corner on WFHR's Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The town of Saratoga posted that they are aware of people knocking on doors in the area encouraging voting. These people are not associated with the town of Saratoga. They're encouraging absentee voting for particular candidates and giving incorrect dates and hours of absentee voting. You can find out correct hours for absentee voting and correct dates at myvote.wy.gov. The spring election for in-person voting is Tuesday, April 1st. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m., you will be able to vote. After nicotine and alcohol, cannabis is the third most common substance used in the U.S., and it affects safety on the roads. Joanne Krulatz has more.
With the rise in cannabis use, this form of impaired driving has become more common, leading to a heightened risk of crashes, injuries, and fatalities. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety conducted two separate but complementary studies to analyze cannabis consumers' thoughts, perceptions, and reasons for driving under the influence. One study used surveys to gain a deeper understanding of cannabis consumers' behavior and perceptions of themselves. 44.1% said they consume cannabis multiple times per day. 57.8% indicated that they drive daily. 84.8% revealed that they drive the same day that they consume cannabis, with 53% saying they consumed an hour or less before driving. They also believe consumption has little effect on driving, with 46.9% believing they either drive the same or a little better. 38.6% also said they would trust messaging about cannabis use and safe driving from cannabis industry groups and cannabis brands and companies.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
More March Madness. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the NCAA tournament, continues tonight in Cleveland with the Marquette Golden Eagles against the New Mexico Lobos. Tip-off time at 6:25. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore. 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in LA last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Matnair.
Chihuahua. On the next Nightlight, I welcome This Week in Waukesha host Don Brown and Milwaukee native and writer-director of Just a Bit Outside, Sean Hanisch. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I need to pack all of this stuff into my vehicle. What's the best way to do it? Okay, we're going to play car Tetris. My former sister-in-law was the best.
That's amazing.
I would like to see her and my father go toe-to-toe.
Nice.
Because my dad, man, this is where my dad shines.
Competitive car packing. I love the idea. It's the cameras on that.
Yes. New sport.
It's on ESPN 15.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up, get it right, you haven't won anything in 30 days, and boom, just like that, you win a kids' meal and adult meal from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Big shout out to them. Wherever you got a Culvers, you got a Culvers putting into your community. We appreciate them so very much. Been doing this for years. Having a lot of fun doing it, too.
Sounds amazing.
Got a great one for you lined up today. Get that Civic Media app handy, or of course, get ready to call in 715-424-2600. Tell us what our Culver's Star of the Day theme song is.
Oh, there we go.
Come on, you guys. Yeah, I was wondering. right there. Let's go ahead and see if we have a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Nicely done. Let's make this official. There we go. We've got the winning bell. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Nancy.
Nancy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Knew that one right away, didn't you, Nancy?
Yeah, I used to sit in front of the TV with my kids and watch it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I just have so many memories of my little sister, my brother watching it. It's a fun show. Amazing man. And would have been celebrating a birthday yesterday, so I thought it was noteworthy to have Mr. Rogers there and stuff. And certainly a man who cared quite a bit about our kids and education and so many other things. And a fun show. Thank you so much, Nancy. Where are you calling us from?
Good old Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Nancy, hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air, but you are our newest star of the day.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Nancy. That was awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I wonder how many red sweaters he actually had.
Yeah, that'd be a great question. Like, if it was the same one, or if he
could you
like,
imagine
like
if it was actually like the same one that whole time?
It turns out like that was the one thing Mr. Rogers, he was like really into like red sweaters.
I mean, he maybe only wore it for that hour, though. It's not possibly. Like, you know, he was out playing in the dirt with it, but I'm just curious about that.
Born in 1928, yesterday, would have been celebrating birthday yesterday, and Pennsylvania, and passed away on February 27th in 2003 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
So 97.
He was
six, pretty cool.
He was 6 foot, and this was throwing me a little bit yesterday because I would have swore he was like 6'3 at least. I don't know why, but I thought he was so much taller.
How long was that on the air? Any idea?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I didn't know if
it's a great question. That is a great question.
Because I don't know if it was a long time or because I just feel like he looked the same the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't mean to stump you.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood ran from 1968 to 2001.
What?
Mm. Yeah.
That long?
Yeah, yeah. And that's not counting his work on Sesame Street or Arthur or Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman or Fred Rogers' Heroes back in 94. I vaguely remember that.
So for 33 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, he must not have looked the same the whole time.
He didn't age that much. He aged good, I'll tell you that. Like, he aged well and lived a great life and did a lot for our kids and our education system and so many other things. Heck of a human being. Be listening every Friday for another edition to win some free callers like Nancy. We do this every Friday right in this time slot. A big shout out to our Wisconsin Rabbits callers and Nancy and all of you listeners for joining in and trying to play along. We'll have more free callers for you next week right here on WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
Mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 48 for a high today. Tonight, clear, low in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler, mid to upper 30s for a high with some rain and eventually a little snow possible late tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. Some Hall & Oates to play us in. You're out of touch, Terry.
No.
Thank you. Amen. Finally. Somebody could just put a label on it.
I don't know. I'm just quoting the song.
I was just thinking, this is the same era as my, you know, Corey Hart.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. We might have to get some sunglasses at night in the bumpers there.
I bet you won't.
Maybe. Seth, especially if I even hint that it bugs me a little bit, or it could be an earworm for me, he'll put it in there. He definitely will.
But the key would be if he put it on every button. He can label it something. He can leave them labeled how they are, but it could just, anyone that you push, it would be that
April 1st
song.
Is right around the corner. Don't give him ideas.
Why wait?
We shout out our team here. Now, I want to remind everybody to sign up for the WFHR newsletter that our team works so hard on. Get to WFHR.com, sign up for it. Takes just a minute or so, and you will have a new edition pop up in your email box. Had a new one drop yesterday. Nice job by everybody on there. Some great articles in there. Go check that out, everyone. And get ready, because apparently winter is over. Officially, quote unquote, spring.
Yesterday, right?
Yeah. Which means a lot of people are getting ready, of course, to do some spring cleaning. A poll found 65% of us look forward to spring cleaning. 80% feel a sense of accomplishment from it. 85% say it improves their mental health. 79% of people polled were homeowners, so that might skew a little bit as renters or anything. But according to the poll, here are the top three spring cleaning projects we're planning to tackle this year.
But I like having it done. I don't like doing it. I don't need to be the doer.
Yeah.
All right, what are the top three? Windows, I'm guessing.
I got to say, I don't look forward to cleaning, but I don't mind it. And I will say that the negative I feel from it is outweighed by the positive I feel from
After it's done. After, yes. Not the while doing, but done, it's like, okay, that's awesome that's done. I agree.
So the big three things we are cleaning for spring cleaning: washing the windows and window screens. You might Windex the insides more than once a year, but maybe not the outside glass. So getting that. I'm not a bad cleaner. It helps that I'm a bit of a neat freak, and I was raised in OCD and some of these things. But I'll say I'm just terrible at cleaning windows. I don't know why. I've never been good at it. Don't know why.
I mean, I don't love it. Mm. I have a lot of windows by design. I mean, I like that, and I love the natural light, but I just don't. Ugh. Mm.
Cleaning the grill. Yeah. Memorial Day in May is considered the start of grilling season, but 62% of people said that they grill year-round, even in winter.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah, same. I'll admit, I get that from my father, but I don't know. Any time of the year, I won't grill.
And honestly, though, if you keep your grill hot enough, and you usually you kind of scrape it in between, right? Like. Yeah. Do you really have to clean the grill?
So my dad does that. My dad is really adamant about that, which got me busy doing it. So our grill doesn't get too dirty either. But I guarantee you he'll do this just for an excuse to go ahead and just look at the grill.
Fair.
And,
a tune-up.
Yes, exactly. That's what he's saying in his head, too. A tune-up. Getting your yard in order is where we wrap up. Everything from mowing and weeding to adding flowers and mulch. 76% of people said spring projects help cure spring fever. Merriam-Webster's defines that as a lazy or restless feeling often associated with the onset of spring.
I agree with that, but for me, like yard cleanup and then the planting flower, you know, like that whole process, to me that's not spring cleaning. Like, I associate spring cleaning as the physical dwell, you know what I mean? Like the house kind of thing. But there is, I have a fair amount of cleanup in my landscaping, you know, that I try to get get some preen down to correct, hopefully keep the weeds at bay before they start, and some trimming. And of course, inevitably, no matter how good of cleanup you do in the fall, there's some leaves, there's some crunchy leaves tucked in that stuff still, you know. So yeah, just getting everything ready. But I don't know if I to me, that I don't associate that in my spring cleaning pile, but it still has to get done.
I wonder how many people answering this survey were out west.
I'd like a gardener.
I don't know how many people here can start that stuff right now as far as outside projects. But it's also something you can start mapping out and planning. We've talked with Stephen and Katrina from Family and Natural Foods about this almost every year when it comes around this time of year, of mapping out, literally kind of mapping out your garden or what you want to do, getting those seeds ready and stuff, and being all set. You can do that at Family Natural Foods. Shout out, everybody.
Well, and I saw some tulips pushing up.
Yeah.
I'm sure this heavy snow didn't help anything. But because we had that kind of couple weeks that were weird. I was going to say unseasonably warm, but I guess it's not anymore. But you know what I mean? Like some buds starting on things. And so, I think we can probably do some cleanup. But you also have to recognize that it is still going to get cold.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I mean, that is the thing about this, yeah.
I wouldn't do any of my, you know, like perennial or my, you know, any of my planting. Like, yeah. I wouldn't be doing any planters or anything yet. But getting them ready and cleaning up. Sounds like a lot of work. I was going to relax this weekend. Now I'm going to have to clean. Now, I'm going to have to wash windows.
I hear you.
Thanks a lot.
Just trying to help. Are there other projects you do out there, everybody? What does your list look like as far as things you like to get done right away? They don't really have it on here, but I think dusting is one of the major things getting done right now. Getting some of that stuff out of the way from the window. Winter collects so much, even in places you wouldn't think of. And I say this as the tall person in every household I've ever lived in. It's always been my job to do dusting, so I do know a little bit
like
about
dusting
that
the ceiling fan blades and that kind of stuff that you don't normally do on your normal routine of dusting.
Sometimes on top of the TV or you know, on top of photo frames and things, you're getting that stuff. Outside of that, the windows is a big one. I
think my big project this year is like emptying the garage. Everything. Now, not my husband's shed. He can do what he wants down there and keep whatever he wants, you know, because someday we might need that. But I'd like to just take literally everything out of the garage and get rid of stuff and kind of start over.
Let's take a call. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Terry, when you're done doing your garage, you come do mine, because that was on my
to the no.
He asked nicely. Yeah, he did nicely.
Yeah, but come on. No.
Actually, it's been a point, because I've been in my house now, let's see, well, Curtis will be 26 this year, so I bet you I have pretty close to about 26 years I brought in my garage up in the rafters or
sounds like I want to help you.
It's a dumpster.
Sounds like my parents' garage. Yeah. And by that, I mean my father's garage, only because my father had taken that thing over. And I don't want to blame my mom for any of what's happening in that. My father has this, like, Frankenstein thing with wood, Dr. Frankenstein thing with wood, where he'll just grab wood pieces, and somehow he knows he'll be able to put it all together and make something with it one day.
Someday.
And so, one day. And so all these 2x4s and 4x8s and all these pieces of wood are just sitting up there in the raft. Just waiting for that day. They've been there for at least 10 years. They've been there a while.
You know, we have these shelves that we put up, but unfortunately, in my opinion, they're in too convenient of a place. So it's like the freaking dumping ground, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to take this, you know, out to the shed, or, I'm going to bring this to the basement, or, but you know what I mean? Then it just gets set on there, and then there it sits. It is like the weirdest, like, I'll stand there and look at it, and I'm like, what is all this crap? It's just the weirdest conglomeration of stuff, you know, and it's not, like I said, it's just in too convenient of a place because it became the dumping ground, and I might just, like, tip them over into the dumpster and not even go through what's on them, but maybe I will. We'll see.
I'll tell you this: if you take one thing and see if it goes, you know, anybody notices it missing, they probably will. I don't know.
Maybe has sat there for 3 years, but as soon as it's gone from there, where did my blah blah go?
Yes.
That's why I have my own tools. Like, I have my own toolkit. I have my own hammer. I have my own, like that nice, stay in the nice. Same spot.
Yeah,
and I do notice. Like, I'm like, where's my hammer? You know, and I lose it because it's my hammer.
Kev, what do you for spring cleaning? Do you work on that? Do you get some stuff done this time of year?
I try to do as much as I can. Like I said, I mean, I do have my big projects. I, like, you know, obviously got to do the yard work, get all the dead grass out of the out of the ground, and you know, try to.
Dude, don't dig up your grass.
Well, no, you gotta thatch it.
Yeah, I know. I would say I'd also throw in there cleaning out my vehicle. I didn't think about that one until just now, but that's another one. I guess that's not technically spring cleaning, but around this time of year, I take a look and like, my back seat. I've thrown some things back there.
See,
I should probably dive back there.
I keep my car clean, like, of stuff, but it could use a good, a really good wipe down. You know, honestly, it could get detailed. And there's some great detailers around, but I also guilt myself out of stuff like that. It's like, okay, just go do it yourself.
Yeah.
With your car, though, I mean, obviously, you got to, you know, pull the floor mats out and scrub them down, get all that salt and winter stuff off it. I mean, that's the same thing with a garage. I mean, the garage gets done probably twice a year because you got to take all the winter stuff and put it off to the side, get the summer stuff out, and then you turn around and do that again in the fall to get the winter stuff out, put the summer stuff away, you know, and it just...
The other day, I
really called spring cleaning, because you're pretty much... It's like a rotation. You do it, like, you do everything in the spring, and then you turn around and do it again in the fall.
But it's really not enjoyable.
No, it's routine cleaning is what it is. It's not spring cleaning, it's routine cleaning. There is a good feeling from it, though. I think especially if you get really busy and you just... So my vehicle, I'm a neat freak, but my vehicle in winter, all year it's fine until winter. In winter, I give up. In winter, I'm not even trying. So that's why in spring, I'm like, okay, I better take a look at this again because it's probably gotten bad over the last couple of months.
Oh, that's where that sweatshirt went.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you're a teenager again.
Yes.
Pair of shoes.
Yeah. And with that, you definitely got to keep up on those things. And I agree with you. I don't know if it's so much spring cleaning as routine cleaning, but I know that a lot of people are going to be getting some projects done this right in the next couple of days. I want to talk about something right now, but I have to have, I don't know if it, a spoiler isn't a right word for it, but I do want to put earmuffs on any kids out there. Earmuffs on any kids out there.
Oh, don't do this with me here.
No. Okay. All right. Then I won't. I won't. If you don't want me to, I won't.
I can't see.
It's about the tooth fairy.
You can't do this with me. No. Do it with somebody else.
I will.
I'll get mad at you.
That's fine. Then I'll talk about this one.
And don't do it next week because it's spring break.
Oh, good idea. But I do want to get into that one. It's very interesting to me. Kevin, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot. Safe travels out there.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
See ya.
You too, man. So the stranded space station astronauts came home Tuesday. That was really wild to see. It was really fun. Thankful that they made it back. That everybody's all right. Anybody wonder how much overtime they made? How much money they might have made from overtime?
You know, it never crossed my mind.
It never me either. But I was looking. I like to look at this Week in Science article and everything. $5 a day. $5 a day they made. Yeah. And they're going back. Like, a bunch of them are like, yeah, we're going right back. We're going, you know, just heroes. They're on salary making around $150,000 a year, so they don't get overtime. They just get $5 a day for incidents while, quote, traveling.
I mean.
That's kind of funny to think about.
$5 probably buys a lot of that freeze-dried. Remember when we were kids and, like, the whole freeze-dried food thing came out and, like, they were taking those to space and that kind of stuff? I mean, that probably buys a lot of that.
They were up there 286 days, so that's about $430 each. NASA did note the meals, lodging, and transportation are also covered.
We're already covered. Yeah. Well, and I mean, honestly, yes, that was a very odd situation, right? But I'm just saying, like, that's kind of the deal when you have a salaried job, right? Like, you get paid a certain amount to do a certain job. Did they expect to be stranded there? I'm guessing no. Mm. The nice thing, though, I think that at least was that there were other astronauts in and out. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just the two of them there isolated for 200 and whatever days. So that's a good thing for their mental health, I certainly would think. But also true to their expertise and their profession, right? They're going back. Others are going back. You know what I mean? Like, it hasn't deterred people from... Because while, yes, they were stranded there, and I think that maybe would have maybe put me on the edge a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I also think that, yes, they were stranded there, but they had food. They had, you know what I mean? Like, they were, I don't know, as safe as could be reasonably expected.
We've normalized this, and understandably so, but going to space, getting to the moon, all this is still a miracle. It's an act of, it's a miracle. It's an incredible thing to be able to pull off. And then you think about the individuals that are willing to do this. Those are heroes. Those are true American heroes right there, those individuals, and anybody who has done space travel around the world. But just talking about our U.S. here, I look at every single one of those individuals as heroes, and this is what they do. You know, this is who they were born to be. This is what they do. It's pretty amazing.
But it would be crazy if you thought you were going to go for what? A month?
Yeah.
And then you're there for 10?
Incredible. It just speaks to the people that they are. And more science news, just wrapping up here. A team in Cornell is working on a ring that translates sign language in real time. They say it could revolutionize the way hearing impaired people communicate with the world.
That's a good story of the month.
Yeah.
Mic dropper there.
Yeah, just incredible story right there. And just on a ring, to think of that, you know, something so convenient and everything. That is amazing.
And nothing that really calls you know, it could be conspicuous.
Yes.
To some degree. Yeah. If you wanted it to be. I'm not saying it has to be, but you know what I mean? Like, it could be. That is super cool.
Yeah. The way that the growth of science and technology is nothing short of amazing when we take a step back and we look at the positives of it. And I understand that there is a lot of fear of it and everything, especially when it comes to AI. The next time you're afraid of AI, remember this story right here, everybody. Apparently, they are really bad at clocks. AI is good at some stuff, but a study found it is horrible at reading clocks. It gets confused by the hour and minute hands and pretty much gives up.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, yeah. So the next time afraid of AI, the next time you're afraid of AI taking over the world or anything like that, I mean, they can't even figure out clocks.
Let's get back to the clock radio.
There we go. Yeah, that's how we defeat AI. The Terminator. That's a completely different ending to the Terminator, where it's not. We're not defeating any of these big monsters or anything like that. We just throw analog clocks in front of the Terminator, and it just shuts down.
That was like one of my best gifts ever. I got a clock radio.
Oh yeah, yeah. Woo! Do you remember the analog and digital clock radios, ones with both of them on it? I like those. Those were good.
Ones. In case we were afraid of transition.
Yeah. Well, and then once they started having radios in them,
Never mind.
That's a completely different story. We got some great stories coming up for you, everybody. We're going to be getting into some fun stuff coming up. Entertainment wise, we'll let you know what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. Selena Gomez has been working with Steve Martin and Martin Short for a while. What has she picked up? What old man habits has she picked up? All that coming up for you on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. Despite major flight delays and cancellations because Heathrow Airport in London is shut down, travelers are remaining positive.
I'll still get home tomorrow, hopefully. It'll just take me an extra day to get back to my wife and my daughter, and they're probably, you know, wishing I would get home already.
A fire at a nearby substation caused a power outage and the closure. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed a memo to cancel over $580 million in DOD contracts.
They are not a good use of taxpayer dollars.
A judge is losing patience, waiting for the DOJ to supply more info about the Venezuelan migrant flights last weekend.
He was frustrated because the person who attested to these cabinet-level decisions about whether or not they're going to try to invoke the state secret privilege was someone from ICE, which he said was just not appropriate.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman says the deadline is in less than a half hour. CBS News Brief.